American Financing is our sponsor this half hour. I've been talking to you about American Financing for a while, and I'm telling you the window is going to close on low interest rates, but also I think the window is going to close on getting loans. It's going to become harder and harder to get a loan. These people work for you. They don't work for the bank. It's American Financing, and they will help you take charge of your financial house. And they've been doing it for over two decades. They can, you know, cover you coast to coast, but it's still a kind of a family-owned and operated kind of thing. A local company that's just done it right and grown nationwide. It's American Financing, 800-906-2440, 800-906-2440. It's AmericanFinancing.net. We begin the national radio program in just a minute. America, welcome to the Glenn Beck program. It's Thursday. I want to hear from you today. You hear me blab all day long every day. I mean, if you can take it, I'd love to hear you talk today. I want to hear what's on your mind. What is the state of your life, of your community, and of America? What are you feeling? 888-727-BECK. We'll start taking phone calls here in the next few minutes, but I've got to bring you up to speed on what is happening with the Attorney General of the United States, what we're doing, calling parents domestic terrorists. What is happening to us? Oh, I can explain, and it's kind of good news. And I'll give that to you in 60 seconds. It's kind of good news. I mean, it's not good news, but I mean, I'll take the kind of good news now, you know, the stuff that's like, hey, we're not going to all burst into flames in the next 10 minutes. Oh, well, that's good news.
That's plenty at this point.
Yeah. Hey, they had to run to the shed to get another box of Zyklon B. So it'll be a few minutes. Oh, well, that's kind of good news. Is that a little dark?
Is that too dark? It was a little dark first few minutes of the show. Yeah. I would have preferred that second half hour.
Okay. All right. 888-727-BECK is our phone number. Let me tell you a little bit about Donald and his experience with Relief Factor, our sponsor this half hour. Donald was suffering from severe back pain for a long time. It got to a point that two different orthopedic surgeons told him that he was going to need surgery to repair his back. Okay. Do you really want to do surgery? Everybody I know, do you know anybody who's had good surgery experience on their back? Everybody I know is like, I had surgery and it was so much worse now.
Now I'm folded over in a mess every morning. Yeah.
It was April 2016. Look at your calendar. It was a long, long time ago, 6 months after starting to take Relief Factor. His prognosis from his doctor was that he no longer needed surgery. They no longer recommended surgery. He got his life back, and he got it from taking Relief Factor. I did too. My pain. Get out of pain. Get your life back. See if you're one of the 70% that go on to order it month after month because it works for them. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. It's ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. All right. I've got to start with Ted Cruz. He was talking to the deputy attorney general over treating concerned parents as domestic terrorists. Now, I want you to know, fact checkers, yes, fact checkers at the Associated Press claim that the School Board Association did not ask Biden to label parents as domestic terrorists. This, according to, this is the AP fact check. This is the state of journalism today. They claim the National School Boards Association did not ask the Biden administration to label parents who oppose certain school policies as domestic terrorists. Contrary to false claims circulating online, the National School Boards Association didn't ask the president to label protesting parents as domestic terrorists, and there was no indication Biden or the Justice Department called them terrorists. This is according to the AP. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a memory, but sometimes you can't trust it. So I use a little thing called the interwebs, the information superhighway. It's a newfangled thing.
Sounds exciting.
It is very exciting. Started by Al Gore, but that's a different story. And I went back on the interwebs and I looked for the letter sent to the government from the NSBA. Okay. Mm-hmm. And in the letter, they clearly demand that Biden and his team begin an investigation into, quote, acts of malice, violence and threats against public school officials, end quote, by the parents. Which they say, with the right manipulation from the administration, can be classified as, quote, equivalent to a form of domestic terrorism and hate crimes. So I'm not sure what letter the AP was checking, but now the press is trying to spin this that that's a hoax. That's just an internet lie. Can you believe that?
That's amazing. And they obviously just like are picking the things that scare people the most. Like,
yeah.
Hate crimes?
Yeah.
What on earth would qualify it as a hate crime?
I don't know. Okay. So one person that didn't buy into the AP fact checkers was Ted Cruz. Here he is yesterday talking to the assistant attorney general. Listen.
And yet the Department of Justice looked at that issue and decided to label the parents objecting to this teaching as domestic terrorists. Did you participate in discussions about the memo before it was issued?
Senator, I can't talk about internal deliberations.
You can't talk about whether you participated in discussions about the memo?
No, but what I can tell you is that the Civil Rights Division will play a role going forward. The Attorney General has asked the department to undertake
a review, this.
And the division will participate in that review to determine how federal enforcement tools can be
still
used
reading.
To prosecute crimes.
Do you believe parents objecting to the teaching of critical race theory have civil rights in the democratic process?
I don't follow the question, Senator.
You don't understand the question whether parents objecting to critical race theory have civil rights?
The First Amendment is a core value in our democracy. And
I didn't say free speech. I said civil rights. School board meetings are democratic. They are petitioning your local government. Do they have civil rights that the voting rights gives a damn about?
Yet they have the right to express their view, to challenge the school boards, to ask.
And is it beneficial for the Attorney General to label them as domestic terrorists and direct the FBI to target them?
The Attorney General's memo deals
She's
with threats
it.
Against public servants.
She's reading this.
And says that threats against public servants are not only illegal, they run counter to our nation's core values.
Do you believe parents objecting at school boards are domestic terrorists?
I don't, Senator.
Do you believe Antifa are domestic terrorists?
I don't have a view about Antifa.
Do you believe the Black Lives Matter protesters who burned shops, who firebombed police cars, who murdered police officers, do you believe they're domestic terrorists?
Senator, I believe that we live in a society where people espouse different views, but
stop.
What we don't want
stop.
Are...
Stop. He just said... People that kill police officers and burn cities down. Her response was, we live in a very diverse country.
They espouse different
views.
Like, I like to kill police officers and I don't like to kill police officers.
She can't even answer that question. There's more.
That you're not willing to condemn people who are murdering police officers and firebombing cities. Because your politics aligns with them, But at the same time, when it comes to parents at school boards, you're perfectly comfortable with calling a mom at a PTA meeting a domestic terrorist. Ms. Clark, with all due respect, this demonstrates why the Democrat proposal to take someone with as long a partisan record as you have and to put you in charge of striking down any voting rights law in the country that you disagree with is nothing but a partisan power grab.
Okay. So that's Ted Cruz yesterday. And I think we all know it's clear where our Justice Department stands. This woman is, if I'm not mistaken, the head of the civil rights enforcement arm of the Justice Department. So she's going to be right on top of all of these things.
You'd think. And we should point out, you were noting that she was reading it. Mm-hmm. It seemed as if she was reading it for the first time.
Yeah.
She was. You could tell she was stretching out her words as she was trying to read ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That's not someone who has a grasp on the material.
Correct. And somebody who is, you know, speaking from the gut.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Certainly
when,
not.
When you're in one of these roles, sometimes you have to make decisions quickly. This is why the president has to know who he is. Right now, I don't think we have a president who knows what his first name is. It's like, who's that guy in the hallway? Mr. President, that's Amir. What?
How did I get in there?
I thought I was here. How am I there? they have to have a gut because they have to make a decision quickly. And when you are like, I don't understand the question, I'm asking you if you believe if Satan did exist, if he would be a good guy or a bad guy. I don't understand the question. You should know that pretty quickly. Now, here's the reason why they're doing this. And here's the kind of good news. The reason why they're doing this is because they're losing. You don't have to scare people into not standing up. If you're winning, but they're losing the argument, especially on CRT. They're losing the argument, and they're losing the argument on almost every front. And so that's why they have to criminalize political dissent. And it is all just to get you to sit back down. We're in a race right now. Who's going to have the reins of power when this damn thing collapses? Okay. Are we going to stand up and push them back, or are they going to keep us quiet long enough for their plan to collapse this thing into a great reset? Which one's going to happen first? This is why they are trying to scare you in every possible way. You have to know in your heart you are winning. Otherwise, they wouldn't care. They wouldn't care. They act like they don't care. They continue to do these crazy things. But then they need the FBI. They need the Capitol Police to be a new intelligence arm. They need the free. When you go to the post office to ask the post office, hey, how can we be a little more efficient on intel? You know you've got problems. Okay? That's one of the more inefficient things the government does is the Postal Service. Yeah, let's go ask them to help us. When you got the post office spying on people, hey, when you get to that letter, you get to the letter box, just look in there, see what kind of mail they're getting. Okay, I mean, they're losing. This is why it is so important right now for you to stand up, but to stand up peacefully, because this is all coming undone. Look at, they're calling Americans that stand up, they call them domestic terrorists. Yet when Sinema is tracked down in a bathroom, that's what happens. Okay, wait a minute. Hold it just a second. Don't you think tracking a woman down in a bathroom with a camera is kind of a bad thing? Wow.
Part of the process, Glenn.
Part of the process. Right. You've got all kinds of things, right? For instance, you have MSNBC saying it was just the Republicans pouncing on that bathroom confrontation. No, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. You're afraid that you're losing. And that's why you have to grow more and more draconian, more and more totalitarian, more and more a street thug. We must do the opposite right now. Because there's a lot of things that are happening. For instance, the ESPN story, what's her name? Sage Steele?
Sage Steele, yeah.
We talked about that yesterday. Do we happen to have that from yesterday, the audio? Let's play the audio from Sage Steele. She's a big ESPN announcer, and she was on a podcast. And she had just that day gotten her vaccine because she works for ESPN, ABC, Disney. And the mouse is demanding that everyone gets a vaccination or they're fired. So she's just gotten her vaccination. And here's what she says. Listen.
I respect everyone's decision. I really do. Yeah. But to mandate it is sick. Mm-hmm. And it's scary to me in many ways. But I have a job, a job that I love, and frankly, a job that I need. But again, I love it. I just, I'm not surprised it got to this point, especially with Disney. I mean, a global company.
Okay. So she's clearly, you know, not thrilled with it, but she loves her job. She wants her job. And so she did it.
And she's doing this interview with a Band-Aid on her arm from her vaccination.
Okay. And so she's speaking her truth. Well, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. You not only have to get the vaccine now, but you have to love the fact that you got the vaccine. You have to think that's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You must submit. And it's not just do it. You have to believe it. Do you remember 1984 when they got the rat cage strapped to his face and he's like, oh, hey, 2 + 2 = 5. And what do they say? You don't believe it. You don't believe it. I'm going to give you another. There is submission and now mental submission. And this is coming from a very disturbing place, and I'll share that with you here in just a second. And your phone calls at 888-727-BECK. First, take a stand for what you believe in. It is hard. It is hard. But here's a really easy step. Taking a stand against the things that you don't believe in is really difficult because people are going to call you out, et cetera, et cetera. So where do I even begin? All right. How about this? Do you believe in abortion? Okay, if the answer is no, do you have Verizon? If you have Verizon, you, by paying Verizon a monthly stipend and bill, they're taking some of